Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Do you believe in ghosts? If so, I'm happy to hear that. After all, they believe in you, so it's only common courtesy to return the favor. If not, perhaps by the end of this episode, I could turn you into a believer. Maybe. I'm Avery Ross, and this is Avery After Dark. We're getting supernatural today with three true hauntings. Real people, real ghost stories. So dim the lights and settle in. Now, our first story. Have you ever dreamt of something that eventually came true? Sometimes dreams can give us visions, warnings, and occasionally glimpses into the past and future. Our first story makes one thing clear. When the supernatural finds its way into your dreams, it's wise to pay attention. You never know. It could mean the difference between life and death. This is The Rental. This was a while back, but it still bothers me to this day. It was 2016. Me, 22, and my husband, 28, were moving into a rental home. I was 6 months pregnant, and we were thrilled to move into a nice community, since before, we had lived in a sketchier part of town. We didn't know much about this rental, except that it was in a good school district. Low crime area, within our budget. After moving in, time passed without any issues, and soon our son was born. His birth was textbook, and he slept well in the hospital. This all changed when we brought him home. The first night home was awful. Every time we set him in his crib, he screamed. And I'm not talking a normal, I'm hungry, or need a new diaper cry. A legitimate scream. My husband and I would take shifts at night so one of us could be with him, and the other could get some sleep. My shift was usually the second, starting around 2 in the morning. I attempted to get sleep, but after my son's birth, I began having horrible, awful nightmares. I dreamt nightly about my son being in danger. needing me, and I couldn't get to him. At my six-week checkup, I told my OBGYN. She believed I was having postpartum anxiety and prescribed me some medication. She also suggested I see a therapist. Time passed after starting the new meds and beginning counseling, but I was still having those horrible nightmares, and my son was still screaming all night long. We took him to see a pediatrician, and he said it was colic, telling us all we could do was wait it out. Things got even worse when he turned 3 months. He began screaming all day long as well, not just at night. My nightmares also got more detailed. One night, I dreamt that I went into the nursery to find it engulfed in flames. In the dream, I was inside his doorway, but my feet were stuck. I couldn't move or speak. I woke up screaming and hyperventilating. My husband tried to console me. From there, I couldn't sleep at all. I would spend my days at work and during the evenings, sitting on my front porch, talking to my next door neighbor. She was a really sweet older woman who lived in this neighborhood since it was originally built in the 70s. One day, she could tell that something was off with me and asked if everything was okay. I told her about what had been going on, how my baby was screaming all day and all night, and how I was having these horrible nightmares and not getting much sleep. She asked, "What about?" I told her I was having dreams about a bad fire in the house, specifically in the nursery. Her face dropped. She went from sympathetic to horrified. She went quiet for a few moments, then spoke again, asking, "Do you know what happened in this house?" I told her, "No." She went on to tell me that a few years ago, there was a fire in the home due to faulty wiring, done poorly by the landlord. At the time, a young family with a three-month-old was living there. Tragically, the baby was lost in the fire. After, the woman said the couple moved away, and the house was gutted and renovated, and put up for rent after. Upon hearing this, I was in complete shock. I ran inside and told my husband to grab the baby. We needed to leave, now. He must have sensed how terrified I was, as he didn't even ask why until we got into the car. I then explained to him what happened in the house, what the woman next door had just told me, and how I felt the nightmares I had been having were warnings that we needed to leave before something happened to our baby. That day, we drove to our brother-in-law's house. He lived nearby. In that evening, our son slept the entire night without a single peep. This was so unusual for him to sleep this well, I checked on him every hour. From this point on, he was good. Aside from your typical baby stuff, my son never screamed ever again like he did in that house. We stayed with our brother-in-law until we were able to get out of the lease and rent a new place. I never went back, and I will never go back. I just pray for whoever moves in there next. Now, for our next story. Ghosts will make themselves known in a number of ways. Sometimes by sight, we'll see them. Other times by touch, we can feel them. But one of the most common ways is through sound. Tell me you heard that. And sometimes, like in our next story, ghosts will get chatty. This is I'm Right Behind You. I work at a condo complex by the beach. I've been here for about 3 years, and my coworkers, who have been here for about 10 plus years, always talk about seeing and hearing spooky stuff. To give you some background, I'm a skeptical believer. In the past 3 years, I never had anything happen that I couldn't debunk until tonight. I was on the second floor doing patrol. I have a radio that I carry with me when there are two of us working. Normally, I'm here by myself, so I usually don't have it on me. While waiting in the lobby of the second floor for the elevator, the radio suddenly kicked on, like someone was trying to talk. I took it out of my pocket and heard a faint little girl's voice saying, "Can you see me?" Followed by, "I'm right behind you." My initial thought was that my coworkers were playing a joke on me, so I put the radio back in my pocket. When I got back to the guard shack, I told my coworker that it was a funny prank. He looked at me, and he's not the type to lie, and said he had no clue what I was talking about. So, apparently, I had my first paranormal experience. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Update: I spoke to my boss this morning and told him what happened. He wasn't surprised and said it normally happens on the 6th floor. He mentioned that he has seen and heard two little kids running up and down the hallways and that they have messed with the radio. He asked around, but no one knows anything about any kids passing away here. However, this building has been here since 1974 and was one of the first condos built in the area. Was this a spirit reaching out or just his imagination? What do you think? I'm going ghost, but hey, that's just one woman's opinion. We'll be right back.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You're back with Avery After Dark. In our third story, we're going to hear of a family whose experiences with the haunted woods behind their house eventually forced them to move out. This is the Haunted Forest. I was 8 years old when we first moved into the house on the edge of the forest. My parents had their doubts about buying a house with a backyard bordered by a forest. They had concerns about wild animals getting into our bins or hurting our dogs, and were worried one of us might go too far into the trees and get lost. But it was cheap, my dad liked the seclusion, my mom loved the house itself, and my siblings and I were excited about playing in the backyard and exploring the forest. Our first sign that something wasn't right was that our dogs were absolutely terrified of the forest. They never went into the forest for any reason. If a toy they'd been playing with found its way past the tree line, they would refuse to retrieve it. And when one of us went in, they would pace anxiously until we returned. On occasion, we'd notice the dogs staring at a spot in the forest, in obvious distress, sometimes growling or barking, but we could never see anything there. My brother once carried one of the dogs into the trees to show her there was nothing scary about it, but she wiggled out of his grip and sprinted into the house in a panic. If we were in the backyard when it was getting dark, we sometimes heard noises, like someone was walking through the forest, sticks crunching underfoot, branches being pushed aside. If we called out, there was no response. But if we shined a flashlight around, we would occasionally catch a glimpse for just a split second of something that we could swear looked like a person walking around in the dark. My parents quickly banned us from entering the forest at all after dark. And even during the day, we weren't allowed to go out of sight of the house. My sister's bedroom window looked out at the backyard and the forest beyond, and she remembers looking out her window one night and seeing a shadowy figure standing right at the edge of the backyard. She says there was something wrong with it, like it wasn't quite standing on the ground, and it was a little too tall to be a person, and it was sort of distorted, and she was convinced it was staring at her. She called for her dad, saying there was a man in the yard staring through her window. And when he ran outside to chase off whoever it was, she continued to watch the figure. It didn't move away, but when the light from her dad's flashlight passed over it, it suddenly just wasn't there anymore. We regularly heard knocking at the back door at night, with no one there. Our parents thought it was teenagers playing pranks, and stopped bothering even opening the door, until one rainy night when the knocking was persistent and agitated. My mom pointed out that there might be someone needing shelter from the heavy rain outside. But when she opened the door, not only was there no one there, but there were no wet footprints on the porch. The knocking continued the whole time we lived there. It would happen several times in the span of a few weeks, then stop for months, then start up again. My parents eventually installed a security camera, and there was never anyone at the door. The camera wasn't all useless, though. About 3 years into living there, my brother started having night terrors and sleepwalking. When he went sleepwalking, he would always go out the back door and start walking towards the forest. My mom, being a light sleeper, would hear the door open and would run out to get him before he made it into the forest. After the third or fourth time it happened, my brother asked to see the camera footage because he wanted to see how he looked when sleepwalking. I guess thinking it'd look funny, the footage showed him walking out onto the porch, then pausing as if listening to something and shaking his head, then reluctantly walking forward as if being pulled or forcefully guided by something. We'll be right back.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You're back with Avery After Dark. One evening, my dad was in the backyard and he heard my sister calling him from the forest, seemingly in distress. Thinking she'd gone exploring in the forest and fallen over and hurt herself, he ran in and started calling to her, but quickly realized it was too dark to see her and he couldn't pinpoint where her voice was coming from. He told her to wait where she was while he grabbed a flashlight. When he ran back into the house for the flashlight, he saw my sister inside, safe and completely unconcerned. At the time, my dad hadn't told us about hearing my sister's voice in the forest. So when I heard my mom's voice coming from the forest months later, while I was outside with the dogs one evening, I didn't question it. Despite the fact I'd seen my mom inside recently, and hadn't noticed her walk past me. My mom was calling to me, saying she'd gotten her sweater caught in some branches and needed me to come in and help her. As I walked in, the dog started barking, alerting my dad, who saw me through the window wandering into the forest. He came outside and called to me, and I said I was just helping mom. He yelled back that mom was inside and I needed to run back to the house as fast as I could, which I did. After this, my parents had a fence built around the backyard and started looking for a new place. In the time between the fence being built and us moving out, it got way worse. We'd hear knocking at the door more regularly, as well as tapping on the windows, as if someone was walking the perimeter of the house and trying each window. We would often hear scratching and scraping sounds on the fence and voices beyond it. My brother's night terrors got more frequent. In one night, my mom didn't hear the door open when he went sleepwalking, and he woke up standing at the fence, staring into the forest, with the dogs barking at him. The last morning we spent there, less than 4 years after we moved in, we woke up to find the back door fully open, and the security camera footage showed it slowly swing open on its own. Since moving out, my brother's sleepwalking has stopped, though he still gets night terrors and he suffers from pretty severe anxiety. A few nights ago, he called me out of the blue, and after a bit of small talk, he asked me if I thought the door being opened that final night means whatever was out there finally got in. He was trying to make light of it, saying he was getting into the spirit of Halloween, joking about how maybe we should all get exercised just in case something latched onto us all those years ago. But I think he's deeply bothered by everything that happened. I know I still am a little. I still get nervous around dark wooded areas. I don't know what I think was out there in the forest beyond our house at night, but I get the feeling that given the chance, it would have swallowed us whole. Tell me if you've had any experiences in haunted woods or forests. Next episode, I've got so much more spookiness just for you. I gotta go. I just heard some strange sounds coming from the woods behind my house, and I could have sworn I just heard my mom call me from out there. See ya.